We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I thank you, taped Jim, very kindly. Now we have live Jim, very kindly, Ron. And earlier in the show, somehow we got off on a topic of horse racing. I guess it was because of this Florida Derby, whatever it was. That led to you covering horse racing in your younger days. Me wondering if horses were actually athletes, our favorite horse names. Ron claims that horses are athletes, Jim. I claim that they are very decidedly not athletes, that in fact the jockey is the athlete in that situation. Something about our conversation prompted you to call us. How are you?
Well, because you asked your – I'm good, Joe. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
I shouted out my favorite horse's name, Pleasant Colony. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. And then I've told this story many times, but Linda and I were married on – June 6, 1981. Pleasant Colony, to that point, had won the first two races of the Triple Crown and raced in the Belmont Stakes on June 6, 1981, and lost. Pleasant Colony lost. Jim Colony won. So Pleasant Colony, and I don't think he ever had any offspring of note. That was kind of disappointing. I thought maybe there'd be like another colony that would come along and do something. But anyway, to get to the major point, I am with Ron on this. Because I think they decidedly are athletes. I think both the jockeys and horses are. And for such little guys to be able to control massive animals that are so powerful is amazing. But horses, and I'm basing this on, we didn't own thoroughbreds. My mother and sister owned Morgan horses. They were show horses. And they definitely had personality. They were all different. Some were nice, some were mean, they were just different. I would definitely classify horses as athletes.
Ron?
Thank you, Jim. That makes it 2-1. I think that's a unanimous, a decided victory for those of us in the know.
But it's all unanimous. Right. Well, everybody not named Joe.
Let me present to both of you some actual, I suggested ant racing, and admittedly that was a little bit exaggerated. Let me ask you if the following are athletes, because this is real. The annual World Snail Racing Championship takes place in Norfolk, that's England, and it happens every year. Camel racing takes place on the Arabian Peninsula. Cockroach racing was born in 1986 at the Stony Bridge Hotel in Brisbane, Australia. Are cockroaches, snails, camels, hamsters, turtles, sheep, ostriches? They have ostrich racing, for God's sakes, in South Africa, and goat racing happens somewhere in the Caribbean. Are all those animals athletes? Have you ever interviewed a snail,
Jim? I'll let you answer that. I am not getting involved in this conversation the way it has turned. You go for it.
You know, Ron, you and I bring up cogent points and solid arguments, and then Joe just has to just go completely ridiculous.
I know.
I would like to differentiate. I guess I would go with, I don't know. I mean, I can't go with the cockroaches. I can't go with the snails. We have wiener dog races, but
yes.
I don't know if I can quite go that far. I mean, they aren't exactly finely tuned and conditioned athletes, but horses are conditioned. They are, like Ron said earlier, they're trained, and their muscles are conditioned. Now, there is an instinct involved, which is what the other part with some of the other animals, it would just be an instinct. But with horses, they can be coached, if you will, and they can be directed. And so that's why I would that's how I would argue there.
Okay, turtle racing began in the United States in 1902 when seven turtles in Chicago were jockeyed across a garden by kids. The Chicago Tribune at the time understandably labeled it as the strangest race ever run. And Longville, Minnesota has taken over the title as the turtle racing capital of the world. So I ask you again, Jim or Ron, would you consider turtles to be athletes?
No.
Ron?
I told you. You've made some crazy comparisons here. Did Sports Illustrated pick Secretariat as a great athlete? Yes. Did it have picked Joe the Turtle? No.
Maybe it should have. I mean, I'm being serious here now. You have jockeys on turtles. You have jockeys on ostriches,
no.
Ron. Yes, you do. I've got a picture of it, horse. Yes, you do. They had the kids on the turtles' backs. It's unbelievable. The ostrich racing, they have...
This all goes back, Jim, to us having to do updates on Sunday and both of us mentioning Tiz the Law winning the Florida Derby. I wish the damn race had been canceled so we could have avoided this conversation.
Appreciate the time, Ward.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Thank you, Horse. Is that it? Is Horse gone? Jim?
He's gone.
Ron, I think he's gone. Yeah.
I'm about ready to sign off, too.
Well, I missed you in the last segment. Did you take off for the John, or where were you? You pulled a pomp on me.
Kind of nosy, aren't you? A little bit personal. Is that your business? I was here. I got back to the end of it.
You did? I didn't hear you, but I'm glad that you got back.
I did. Right.
Ron, I have a great mailbag this week, and the reason it's great is because of the readers. They were very creative. So when we have a few minutes in the show, we're going to go to Doug Drabeck, by the way, at 11:20, which we're looking forward to very much. I'm going to intersperse some mailbag questions. Are you ready for some?
I am absolutely ready. Hopefully nothing to do with horses.
Funny you should mention that, but I'll skip that question. All right. Esports, Ron. I got multiple questions on if I am watching esports with other sports being canceled. I told this guy, I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't esports basically watching other people play video games? Is that your understanding, Ron? I have no interest in this. Do you?
I have no idea either what esports are, and I have no interest in watching them.
It's unbelievable to me.
I don't know what they are.
Like, the last thing anybody wants to do, when I was younger, I would ask people, hey, look at my Tecmo Bowl team. They didn't want to. It's like telling someone about your fantasy football team. The only person who cares about it is you. And I realize that scholarships are now given out to esports players. You talk about people who aren't athletes, but in sports, esports would qualify. There's professional esports, Ron. But, I mean, I tell my daughter, stop playing video games on her phone. The idea of me spending 1 second of my life watching somebody play video games is it's unthinkable.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm not watching it either. I guess it's become big in some places. I don't know. I wouldn't invest a minute of my time in that.
Next, a man named Jesse. Best Pittsburgh championship team, as in the most dominant that year, as well as won the championship of their respective league. Would you like a minute to think about that, Ron, while I say mine, or do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, you go ahead. I'm trying to think. For me, it's going to be one of those Steeler teams of the 70s. I just can't think of which one it might be at this point.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't put a ton of research into this, but... The 78 Steelers were 14-2. They lost by a touchdown at home against the Oilers and by a field goal on the road. They blew out the Broncos and Oilers in the playoffs and then beat a great Cowboys team 35-31. So they went 17-2 and were damn close to going 19-0 So I had to go with them, the 78 Steelers.
Yeah, I think that would be my choice, too. And I think I remember Jack Ham saying he thought that was the best of those four Super Bowl teams. And I'm certainly not going to argue with Jack Ham or you. That would probably be mine. I'm trying to think of which of the Penguin teams might have been best. I guess I'd say 92, the way they won, 11 in a row to close it out. So I would have to say that team would be right there as well.
All right, this guy, Justin, starts out, Ron, a little harshly. He says, all right, Starkey, I got one for you. If you could go back in time and see one athlete that you never had the opportunity to cover, who would that be? He says, for me, I'd pick Roberto Clemente. For me, Ron, I went with Pistol Pete, the college version. Who would it be for you?
Well, I think, obviously I'm an old-time baseball guy. I would have loved to have seen what it would have been like. Back in those days, the media traveled with the teams. I would have loved to have been what it was like being with Babe Ruth. Supposedly, the best player on the field, and I think he lived his life pretty large off the field as well.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you did take a train ride with Babe Ruth, Ron, he would have offered you a beer or 10. Imagine the interviews back then. You could sit on the train with the guy, order a bowl of porridge, whatever beer they – what beer did they drink back then, Ron? What beer was popular in the 1920s?
There you go. You got to take your little dig here.
No. I didn't
know.
Mean that.
Well, how do I know honestly, and you don't know? I mean, how would I know
mean
that,
it that
what
way.
Beer was big?
I did not. I don't know. I thought you might know. I did not mean that as a joke.
You're
trying
starting
to
stutter
this.
And get tongue-tied here a little bit. Why should I know what beer they had back then when you don't know?
I don't know. I thought you might. I thought you might
be a
beer historian.
I don't.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Wait, Pabst Blue Ribbon made cheese back then? And Stroh's made maple syrup. Oh, that was during Prohibition. So, yeah, Ron, you could get fire-brewed Stroh's back then. You could have sat on a train with Babe Ruth eating a hunk of beef and slamming a case of Stroh's fire-brewed beer. Would have been unbelievable.
That sounds like
Seriously.
A lot of fun for me.
There's just I know. One Schlitz. Yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. I can't imagine, seriously, the interviews. The closest I ever came to that, Ron, and this was that I felt like I was an old-time sports writer. The Trib used to have offices at Station Square, which is now Buca di Beppo, that restaurant. I just happened to walk over into the mall, if you will, over there, and there was a bar. Was it the Gandhi Dancer? Something like that. Who was at the bar by himself? I think this was 1997, but Pat Burns, whose team was in town to play the Penguins the next night, the late and legendary Pat Burns, a former cop. So he was sitting there having a drink by himself. I pulled up next to him. I said, Pat, introduce myself. I said, can we talk for a while? And I'll just do some sort of story on whatever the hell we say. And Ron, he was fantastic, especially with each drink. And that's the only time I really ever got a story that way. You?
You ran into him at a bar and you got a story?
Yeah, just sat next to him as if it were the 1930s, and it was just no inhibition whatsoever as he had, I think it was vodka and tonics and just shot the bull, You said you used to go out.
When you approached him, was he coherent?
Oh, yeah. No, he wasn't drunk at all during this time, and he was extremely friendly. You've said that you used to go out with the Steelers coaches from time to time, but I don't imagine it was open for interviews at that point.
Oh, no. That was at 2 in the morning at Pete's on Route 30. No, that was not an interview type of deal. I do have a Buca di Beppo story, though. That's where I took my mother and my daughter for Christmas dinner. It's one of the few places open, not on the south side, the one in Robinson we went to. Not many places open for Christmas dinner. We've gone there a number of years, my mother and my daughter, and enjoyed it.
Us too. We had our rehearsal dinner there once upon a time, Ron. Anyway, we have Doug Drabek coming up next, and we got a lot to talk about. Ron's going to bring him in. He covered Doug Drabek when he played here, and he was a great, great pitcher, won the Cy Young Award, as a matter of fact, while he was with the Pirates. Follow us on Twitter. Wait, Ron, is he the only – what other Pirates won the Cy Young? Elroy Fate, or did Vern Law won it, right? Who else?
Vernon Law did in 1960. Right. Vernon Law did.
Anyone else?
I'd have to look. I don't believe so. I'd have to look.
I'm trying to think right now. I'm going to look it up right now.
I know Vernon
Law
did.
In front of me. Yeah, we had Vern Law. We should have, well, we've had both now, once Drabek comes on, both Pirates Cy Young Award winners, and I think those are the only two. Started in 1956, as far as I can see, and it's just Drabek and Vern Law. So Doug Drabek is going to join us next, and we look very much forward to that. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And for the latest news on the coronavirus, turn to News Radio 1020 KDKA. You can find KDK Radio at AM 1020, 93.7 HD2, or tell your smart speaker to play News Radio 1020 KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.